In the world's deserts, there is a colossal amount of solar energy just falling from the sky. All we have to do is harness it. And a technology developed over 20 years ago can do exactly that and convert it into electricity. It's called concentrating solar power. Dr. Jerry Wolfe is from Trek UK, a group promoting this idea of clean energy generation.
The kind of solar panels that most people are familiar with, they're made largely of silicon and they convert sunlight directly into electricity. Now, with concentrating solar power, the difference is that there isn't any silicon and the sunlight isn't converted directly into electricity. What happens is that you have a large number of very large mirrors and they're arranged in such a way that they concentrate the sunlight into a small area. And as you can imagine, if you're in somewhere like the Sahara, you get a terrific amount of heat. Now, once you've got heat, for a power engineer, that's very convenient because it means that you can use exactly the same technologies that are used in a coal-fired power station or a nuclear power station, for that matter, because they simply function on having a source of heat. And the heat is used to boil water, create superheated steam, and the superheated steam is used to drive a turbine, and the turbine turns a generator and you get electricity.
So therefore it makes no difference that these things are maybe thousands and thousands of miles away in a desert but feeding people possibly in the UK.
Right, well, you put your finger on the second main element of the Desertec concept, and that is that obviously not many people live in deserts, and the main demand for electricity is in the big cities of the world. There's a technology that's been around for about 50 years for transmitting electricity over long distances. It's called high-voltage direct current transmission, and that contrasts with the sort of power lines we're familiar with in the British countryside, which is high-voltage alternating current power lines. The main difference is that the high voltage alternating current works quite well in a country like the UK, but over long distances they become rather inefficient. But with the high voltage direct current, which is, as I say, is an established technology, it's been around for at least 50 years, the losses are about 3% per 1,000 kilometres, and then there's small losses, conversion losses at each end. If you take the conversion losses and the transmission losses together, between North Africa and the UK, for example, you'd still be less than 10% loss of power. So it opens up huge possibilities because you've got this enormous amount of energy available in the desert. You've got a technology which will make it into electricity in a very practical way, and you've got the means of getting it to where people are living. So it's a very attractive combination of ideas. No one's proposing that everyone would rely exclusively on this source of power. So part of the concept is that it would integrate with all sorts of other kinds of renewable energy, wave power, wind power, tidal power, and so on. And the other interesting element of it is that they've recognised that with these concentrating solar power plants in desert regions, there's potential for some very interesting bonuses or spin-off benefits. And I'll mention the two main ones. When the superheated steam has gone into the turbine and has driven the turbine, what comes out of the bottom of the turbine is still pretty hot. And normally, conventional power plant, that waste heat coming out at the end of the turbine, you have to get rid of it. And in the sort of traditional power plants we see around the UK, you see these big, huge sort of cotton reel cooling towers with clouds and clouds of steam just throwing away this energy, just wasting it. So it's an absolute scandal. Now, what they've realized with these CSP plants is that if you've got seawater available, you can use the seawater for cooling the plant. You have to have a cooling part of the cycle. And the effect of that is that it raises the temperature of the seawater. Then if you apply a vacuum, you can draw off water vapor. You condense the water vapor, you've got a supply of fresh water. So as an almost cost-free bonus from the power generation, you get supplies of fresh water. And as you can imagine, in arid regions, that's really very useful. If you think about these large mirrors, which are concentrating the sunlight, underneath the mirrors, it's obviously shaded. And in areas with these enormous amounts of very harsh sunlight, shade is actually a valuable commodity. For example, if you were to mount these power plants on the roofs of buildings, and there's at least three companies specializing in this, integrating these plants into the roofs of buildings, you immediately get a cooling effect. So it helps to keep the building cool. You can put them on top of car parks. And a very interesting possibility is that because there's still quite a lot of light underneath these mirrors, it's not totally dark, you've got the potential for growing plants that couldn't possibly survive the direct harsh sunlight from in the desert, but they can survive very well if they're protected. And potentially you've got a supply of fresh water from your desalination of seawater. You could have a very productive horticultural industry. So there's all sorts of possibilities there, and these have all been developed and worked out, as I say, by this international network of scientists and engineers.
That's Dr. Jerry Wolfe from Trek UK.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.